Yo.
Okay.
Peace, y'all. This is the Views from the 7 podcast. Hey.
No, Skinny. No.
Oh, no, I was fucking with this. This is fucking super cool. From the depths of the sea, back to the block, Snoop Doggy Dog, Monkey, yes, the dot went solo on their ass, but it's still the
same. I was so young, I ain't even just a spot where my serve
McCain.
Follow me,
but don't lose your grip. 9 trips, ain't the years in for me to fuck up, shit. So I ain't holding nothing back, and motherfucker, I got five.
Tonight!
It's like that, and as a matter of fact,
that's a tat tat.
It's going down.
Yeah, boy.
We in there.
What's my motherfucking name? Bitch.
Yeah.
Good God.
I hope everybody got their tickets.
Yes.
Go get your ticket. If you here, get your tickets online.
It's too late now.
Oh yeah.
Well, no, that you can still come to the door.
Come to the door.
You can still come to the door. Let's go.
Come to the door.
Yeah.
I had to get this part.
Fuck with that. Yeah, that was that shit. That was that shit right there.
Yeah.
That was that shit right there.
Oh, yeah, man. Peace, y'all. This is the Views from the 7 podcast. This is your guy, Spence. I'm joined with my homeboys, Ivan.
A.K.A. Positive Pete.
Skinny.
What's going on?
Man, this weather is fucking weird.
Yeah, I love it.
It's fucking May and we wearing hoodies.
I love it. Listen, we complaining about this cold. Next week it'll be a whole different shit. Niggas be out here melting next week.
I'll take the heat over the cold any day.
What?
I don't like the weird shit. This is how you get sick. Like
this is definitely like how you get sick.
You dress for something else and then you come outside and it's raining and shit.
It's definitely gonna be some vitamin C being sold soon.
Man, it was raining the other day and then it ended up being hot by the end of the night. I think it was yesterday.
Las Vegas, it's springtime.
Oh man.
Man, tonight at the Nerd Bar downtown Las Vegas, 7:00 PM. Yes. Come to the doors. Pre-sale tickets are over with. But come to the door. You can still get in. Come fuck with us. Come watch us.
Absolutely.
Act a fucking fool. Shout out to our homies at the Red Cups and Wine Glasses podcast, the Corner podcast. Come fuck with us. Where do we start? It's a very slow week this week. These knees so weird. It's a very fucking slow week, but how y'all been, man?
Oh, man. I've been good, man. I guess I'll start my weekend because I've been over there.
Stupid, dog.
Laughing and shit.
Damn.
Oh, my God. That shit's so funny.
Oh, yeah, man. Shout out to the Quarter Podcast. You said that. I don't know. I was laughing.
Yeah.
Okay. My bad. Hey, shout out to y'all. So, yeah, man. My weekend was the same old shit. Besides, I caught the Titans.
I don't know what
the TV
fuck
show.
That is.
The Titans.
Teen Titans.
I don't know. The DC shit? The TV show?
Fuck them right now.
That shit hard, bro.
He not really.
I'm not really. I'm not here right now.
That shit hard.
We not here right now.
My nigga Robin said, fuck Batman. I was like, yeah, man.
That's how he said those words.
Fuck Batman. He said it.
You gonna keep digging? Just keep digging. Like,
so
just keep digging.
So I watched that, man. Then I watched
Fuck DC.
Tell me about the motherfucking DC, nigga.
Oh, shit. That nigga, he ain't feeling DC no more, man.
Nah, man, man.
Y'all got a new Batman and everything, and this how you treating them?
They definitely got a new Batman. It's definitely a new Batman on the horizon.
So we do it already, huh? That's cool. That's cool.
Y'all got a new Batman, man.
I know, man. We got glitter and shit.
Oh, fucking my God.
Batman glitter.
And y'all got a new Batwoman. Y'all ain't been waiting for the Batwoman?
They do got a new Batwoman.
This is what we doing.
You got the shirt on. You can't say fuck DC. You got a Batman
this
shirt on.
What we doing right now.
Man, y'all got the super. Well, you know, y'all been had Supergirl, but you know, y'all in there. Y'all in there right
man,
now.
They doing their thing over there, DC.
Y'all killing the TV shows. But no, the TV show is dope, though. The TV show is real dope. They killing shit. This ain't no.
How many episodes is it?
It's 11. I'm only on like episode 3. Nigga, they started killing people day 1.
Damn.
Like knocking shit off. So, yeah, I'm fucking with that, man. Then I watched Crown Heights, the movie about the dude that was wrongfully accused and went to prison. He was in prison for 20 years on a murder charge that he had nothing to do with.
Mm.
This happened like 1980 to 2000. He got out in like 2000.
Yeah.
So I watched that. That's all I was doing, man. I was just sitting in the house watching.
Catching up on your shows and shit.
Catching up on shows and movies, man. Like when I be on my Fire Stick, I be trying to find
I see you, man. Niggas talking about I'm watched.
Man, I ain't been having shit to do. Like ain't nothing been going on. I think I played Spades. I got my ass whooped. So I ain't want to bring that up.
Who you was playing Spades with?
I went over there to Marshawn's house. Was playing with his auntie and shit.
You lost to the auntie?
Man.
Ooh.
She hard. She know how to play, though.
She can play.
She play.
I'm not losing her, though.
She play.
If she listen to this, well, she ain't. She know. I'm not losing her.
Yeah, man. So that was a... That was basically my weekend, man. I sat in the house, watched some damn movies.
Wait, when you niggas play Spades? Cause my phone did not go off.
Nigga, that nigga hit me. I think I played Sunday.
Oh, for sure then, you know. Okay.
We got you next time. Man, we got to get Ivan over there next time.
Facts.
Got you. So, yeah, that was my weekend, man. I ain't do much. I ain't do shit.
Ivan.
Ow. Hey, y'all better be at the live show, man.
Oh my God,
y'all better be at the live show.
Hit me with a mean ad lib, dog. I don't know what's coming.
Fuck. Yeah, he threw me off. I don't remember what I did like this whole week. I ain't really do shit. I watched John Wick. That was fucking it. I ain't watched nothing on TV. I watched. Have y'all ever seen Limitless?
Nope.
Yep.
That's a dope Limitless ass movie.
Yeah. It's a TV show?
Nah, it's a TV show now.
It's a TV
though.
Show now, but it came from a movie. It's on the. You need to watch that shit. That shit.
Where is it at?
It's on Netflix now. Okay. They just put it on there. I watched that again. I haven't watched it in years. That's a dope ass movie. The whole concept is.
Check cold. It out.
I ain't never seen a TV show though. That was it. Ain't nobody called me for Spades and shit. And then, my weekend was super. My weekend was super trash. Yeah,
you ain't play no. You and your son ain't really been playing the game lately.
Man, I don't even talk to dude. I don't even.
God damn. He went from my son to dude.
I don't even talk to buddy. Like. it's hard. Like it's hard. Like you know. I was thinking about this shit earlier, right? Like, when we was kids, like, you got a progress report after, like, the fifth week of the quarter. And then you got a report card. And that motherfucker came in the mail. You didn't get that till like, 2 weeks after school was over.
Yeah.
Like, it's different. Like, because I can actively see that you are fucking up on purpose. So, like, you know, it's semester testing time right now. So, today's the last day of school. Like, my phone is going off. Like, every time he get done with his test, I get an update on my phone. So, I'm actively watching you just fuck up. So, it's like... I don't got nothing to say. Then me and his mom got into it because because he's playing in like two different basketball leagues.
Yeah,
with two different coaches. So I'm like, he's told us he's not going to do his work. He's told us to our faces.
Mm.
Damn.
So like at this point I don't support your basketball career. Basketball is a privilege. Like you got to earn that shit. Like you got to take care of business.
No doubt.
Before you get to do the shit you want to do.
Right.
That's a life. That's in life with anything. You got to take care of business. Before you do the shit you want to do. So you want to play basketball. But that's a privilege. So I don't support you playing basketball as long as you don't take care of your business first. There's a reason why it's called a student. The student athlete is the student comes first. Like you got to take care of business in the classroom.
Right.
So I'm telling her, I'm not supporting this nigga. I'm not supporting his basketball career until he gets back on track with school. And so like.
I go to his pickup games and do little.
Because that's where you headed to. You had it there, like my nigga. Like if you want to take, like if all you want to do is basketball,
be out there, and, like Iverson out here dunking on you, old nigga.
No, that's old boy. That's old boy. Call him old boy. Don't put my name next to that nigga. That's old boy. I know it's daddy. That's all you gotta say.
I tell our son all the time, man. You see some of the best hoopers. Open gym between 12 and 2 before the kids get out of school.
Man, look.
Just go up to the gym. You'll see them. Hooping. All them niggas got shattered dreams.
And all of them out there hooping with sweats on. When you see niggas hooping in sweats, that's another nigga didn't take care of business. So I'm just like, I don't support his, I don't support the basketball shit right now until he gets his grades on track. But like, she like, I don't know, she like with it. She like, she don't want to be sit at home and be bored. Like, fuck all that. So she be like, go pick him up from this league. And I told her, I'm not supporting his career. So I'm not supporting as far as taking him to his games and picking him up from his games. No, I'll come get him from your house. I'll come get him from his friend's house. I'm not taking him to the games. This is the only way at this point I feel like I can send that message. Like, because I've told y'all I don't support his basketball career, but you keep calling saying he need to ride to the game, or he need to ride home from the game. No. If you support it, if you gonna let him fuck up in school and still support it, still let him do it, then you transport him.
Right.
And she ain't, it's like the message won't sink in with her. Like, I understand he a hard head ass kid, but you his mom, you 34. Like,
well, sometimes it's hard. Some parents want to be the cool parent, the friend.
That's the bullshit. I mean?
It's hard. Like,
that's the bullshit.
It is hard to see your children like upset at you. Yeah. But something you got to bite that fucking bullet, or it's just gonna become a
man. That
should be like, oh, that's the cool parent. I'm only going to that parent because they're gonna say yeah.
Which
and that's
does.
Not any respect at all, anyway.
Which he does, and she knows it. She can identify it. She'll say like, I know he's doing this for this and this reason, but I let it happen anyway. Well, don't call me and complain about this shit. Then leave me alone. Leave me alone. So that's why I'm at with them. I don't be fucking with them people. Like her, like she kept calling me and asking me to go pick him. I'm like, no, nigga. I don't know how many times I tell you I'm not going to pick this nigga up. Then she sucked her mama on me. So her mama called me. So now I know when the next time her mama call me, block her ass too. All you motherfuckers going to voicemail. I'm sending your mama the voicemail too. Don't call me. No, none of you motherfuckers call me. Don't call me. I don't want to hear none of that shit. And I picked him up and didn't say a word to this nigga.
Oh, damn.
Did you eat? Nigga said, yeah. All right. Turn the music back up. The whole fucking car ride. That's all I said to him. I ain't said a word to you. Like, my nigga, I'm learning. Like, you're my first child that's a teenager. So this is new for me too. I'm learning how to be a parent to a teenager.
That teenager shit, man. Stress.
Yeah, and you like, and he ain't never been this kid. Like, if you was unruly before, I probably have some. You know what I mean? I have some kind of ground to build off of. Like, okay, this nigga been acting up. I've kind of got an idea of what I'm supposed to do. Like, no, all this shit is new. All this shit is like, shit's been going on for a month. So for the last month, I've been trying to figure out how to deal with a problem child, and I don't have no precedent for it.
I always wonder, you know, like. Especially in like in this age of social media, motherfucking kids be like in the first, second grade when they only doing 1+1 and ABCs, and all the parents be showing a report card like, yeah, I got the best kid, all A's and B's, right? And I always, you know, when my kids was in elementary school, I always was like, why? One, you know, I always knew how it was once we got in middle school and shit, how crazy it was. But it was always something in me was like, just chill. You know what I mean? Like, I never got too hype about them doing real, real good in elementary school for some reason.
Right.
But it always comes off as like you being on some hater shit. You know what I mean? Man, and so now it was just interesting to see, man, once they get the periods and dicks start getting hard and shit, man, a whole demeanor just like, be like, where the fuck did my kids go?
Well, we've been on social media like 2 years, so I know I done seen the fifth grade graduation, going to middle school, and then
like y'all
y'all gonna post that high school graduation though.
Man, listen,
high school graduation,
but y'all don't have even put grades aside. Grades aside, you know, you be seeing these parents be so happy about, you know, and it's cool. You know, you live in the moment. We're not down in it, but you know, when y'all are like a fifth grade promotion, when they go into sixth grade and shit, right? Yeah. I just be thinking to myself now, like, you motherfuckers don't know what's coming.
That's the worst age. Woo! That's the worst age. Them next 3 years.
Sixth grade was a little shaky. Seventh grade, I was like, oh my God, who is this nigga?
Sixth to eighth. But like, again, I didn't have these issues. These issues are new for me. I'm pretty sure she's been having them. Like, we've gotten into it before. Or like, he's been a little dickhead before, which is cool. I understand. Me working with kids, I understand it's coming. So I'm like, all right. That's the normal part of being a teenager. I never had them just be like straight up, be like, I don't care about none of that. I'm not doing none of that. So this shit is unprecedented for me. And I don't like when the first time he said it, the first thing with my mind was still on him. It was still on him. Like that was my first instinct was just still on him. Like not even pull the car over first. Cause he told me as we were on our way to the school to go talk to his counselor. like my first reaction was, it's still on him. It was like, no, you can't do that. That's not how you parent in 2019.
You wouldn't even give him a fair shot. You like, you blindsided me. I'm a blindside too.
I just want punch. To just still on him, and then after, while you hurting, caved pull a car over, and then keep going. Like we, I know exactly. We was on Lake Mead and fucking Rancho. So, I just want to just still on the nigga. Like I'm just like, you can't do that. We just got done talking about views and vulnerabilities. Like, and then you gonna still on
your
son?
Call for your mama.
So that's the first. Like I'm like, so I'm trying to navigate this shit. I don't got no answers. I'm trying to figure this shit out. So yeah, I ain't fucking with buddy. I ain't fucking with old boy.
Yeah, he called that nigga old boy.
Yeah, I ain't fucking with old boy.
Well, man, I'm sorry you going through that, man.
Yeah,
I ain't do that. Shit either, man. My weekends was pretty washed and shit too. I did get to check out the some documentaries and shit.
The Ava DuVernay shit about to come out. I'm waiting on.
You know, I was the one, like, I'm big on documentaries and I'm big on, like, history and all this shit, right? But now I'm starting to feel like we making way too many documentaries and movies about our pain. Like, when can it be a black movie about some regular shit? When can we get like black chick flicks? When can we get fucking black action films? When can we get some black superheroes around this motherfucker?
Nobody go
Why
to
do
them.
It just gotta be pain?
Nobody go to them. Did anybody go see Little?
Fuck.
Did anybody go see Little?
Yeah, that was corny though.
You inside?
No, but just the whole concept. Like you stealing somebody's
No, that shit was cool. It was cool when the white people did it. Like black people did it. We like, nah, we not gonna see
man,
that.
But I'm tired.
I didn't
of
watch
seeing.
The What Women Want either. Like neither one,
right? See, we don't go see the shit when they nobody see, like we nobody do, listens to we, Happy Mary J.
We
Blige.
Do like we have a lot of black like romantic films, right. A lot of black romantic films, and then a lot of films about black pain. That's it.
Because we want to laugh or cry. We don't
like.
Do.
Come on, man. I'm really getting sick of the documentaries and shit about. Our pain. It's really starting to fuck with me.
Do we have
what
any
good documentaries out there? Oh,
do we have? Do we in America? As far as our story in America, do we have stories that can be told that aren't about pain?
No, but now it's starting to be like, oh, everybody's starting to think, well, oh, it's you know, it's big black pain is big business,
kinda.
That's trash, man. I'm just ready for some other
but
shit.
But it got to start with us, though. When they put out the feel-good movies, we got to show up.
I get history, and I'm a huge history buff. But, like, won't we start making our own history? You know what I mean? If you got the power to make your own movies, make some shit. But some dope shit, man.
We don't go to them when they make
corny,
them.
Man. I don't want to go to no corny romantic film.
Don't nobody, when Tyler Perry put out Boo, did nobody want to go get scared?
Dog, I don't, that's... Don't nobody want to. I don't want to see
the first. I think the first boo got a little bit of attention.
Did it?
Tyler Perry. The second one. Ain't nobody fucking with Tyler Perry like that.
Don't nobody else make movies.
Tyler Perry can make some make some shit on his own. What the fuck is that? Your fault.
I thought my shit was on. Sorry.
Oh, fuck. I don't know why my mic sounds so fucking weird. Okay. But I seen the LeBron documentary that he did on Muhammad Ali. That was dope, and I guess I wasn't familiar with Ali like that, but he's someone that he waited way too long to get out.
Muhammad Ali did?
Way too long.
As far as boxing?
Yeah.
He was probably broke.
He wasn't.
He wasn't broke?
He just kept doing it for the love of it, but yeah, fuck. Like, towards the end of his career... Like, he was, like, you remember, like, Arturo Gotti?
Yeah.
Remember how Mayweather beat the shit out of him?
Yeah.
That's how Muhammad Ali was towards the end of his career. Like, he was getting fucked up.
Yeah, but that's probably, when that becomes your identity, we talked about the Gilbert Arena shit, how like, when something becomes your identity, it's probably
But it wasn't. He was in so much. Like, he was going to different countries. Like, he was into so much, and he just kept going back to boxing. Like, he would retire, then he would go back. Then he would say, I'm done, then he would go back and continuously get his ass whooped. But again, I didn't know. I just didn't fuck with him like that because of how he did, you know, how he did Malcolm X and shit. I just really wasn't. He really wasn't no one I was into. But yeah, man, and you know what's crazy is it was in his own words. And I don't know if LeBron and, you know, and his company did it intentionally, but as the documentary went on, you started to hear his speech change. So, you know, he was in his bag, he was talking and shit, he was doing a little rapping and shit, and then gradually it just started to slow. Yeah. And then next thing, and then to the point where he couldn't talk no more.
Damn.
Yeah, it was like, I was thinking to myself, like, I don't know if LeBron did this purposely, probably. But this shit right here is kind of fucked up.
Probably.
From the beginning, he in his bag, he just talking shit, and then the end, he's shaking, and he can't talk. He's mute. And it's just like, fuck.
That's hard to watch.
But he stayed too long. Like, he fought, like, the number one pound for pound, I believe, and the dude, like, beat the shit out of him. Yeah, and the dude cried at the end, like, this was my idol. Like, I sparred with this dude.
After the Foreman shit, he probably felt invincible, though.
Foreman was hitting the shit out of him, too.
Foreman was beating the shit out of him,
Power.
But, like, dude whooped him so bad, he started crying at the end. It was like, look, I respect him. Y'all not going to take nothing from him. But, man, I was like, God damn, he beat the shit out of Ali. Like,
what you want me to do?
Yeah, but it was like, your ass fuck, man. But yeah, that was good. Oh man, peace to the guys. The Wu-Tang doc.
How was that?
A fucking amazing.
Came on BT.
Showtime, I think. Mm-hmm. Showtime. Man, it was only two. It was two times where they had almost got me. One, and I liked the Wu-Tang. But I wasn't into them as much as I wasn't a diehard, but I fucked with them. But
as a collective, you fuck with them as a collective?
Yeah. As a collective, as individuals, like they're all really talented.
Well, Wu-Tang?
Yeah. The music I would have to go back to now because I'm into some of those teachings. Like I'm into the 5% teachings. Into the guys, you know, Nations of Gods and Earth. I'm into shit like that. So I might have to go back and really listening because a lot of that shit, when I was younger and I was too, and I was like, nigga, I ain't trying to fuck with you, none of this shit. You know, but maybe I got your money. Put that shit on.
But that shit either. Old Dirty Bastard was the worst to me.
Please turn that shit off.
You know, so these were two documentaries like I really learned a lot from. One, it fucked me up. Like I almost got emotional hearing them create Cream. Like that was dope.
That's a dope
track. All them niggas in the studio just going back and forth.
Cream was dope.
And then, you know, the situation with ODB, you know what I mean? Like he was smarter. He was so fucking smart. Might have been the smartest in the group.
Have you listened to his son?
I haven't. We're not gonna go there because I'm not finna slander. But
what? His son sounds just like him though.
His persona gave off like he was mentally like unstable and slow and all that shit. And maybe, you know, he was a little, but the man was fucking smart. Okay. Might have been the smartest in there. And when he was gone, it was like you just seen it kind of like just fucked the whole group up. Like all them niggas was crying and shit. Cause like they're watching this, all of them are watching this documentary.
Group was over with though, like no, ODB all of them was leaving them.
What I'm saying is, all of them are watching this documentary in a theater.
Okay.
So they're watching what other people have to say.
Right.
So, you know, when he was gone and shit, you could tell like it burns in him that he's gone. But you know, peace to the God. Those were the two parts where I was like, fuck, man, you know. And then the situation where they were selling the Wu-Tang album for like $2 million. Like they all were saying like that's fuck shit. And RZA couldn't say nothing. He was just sitting like, and one of them was like, yeah, you know, you see what happens. You think you got one of us and then you think you could play all of us.
Damn.
And RZA was just sitting here like, couldn't say nothing.
He the only one got some of that money?
He was the only one that had something to do with it. They were doing Wu-Tang Europe, right? They were doing Wu-Tang Europe, and there was another cat out there. I can't even think of his fucking name. Some corny dude. But he was part of the Wu-Tang Clan in Europe. Well, Wu-Tang Europe. And what he did was he went around, you know, of course they respected him because he fucks with RZA. Right. But he went around and called each individual member and was asking them for verses.
Right.
But they didn't know what these verses were for.
Okay.
And then with all those verses, they created this album.
Wait, they put together the whole album. They put together, so they made a whole album that way?
Yeah. And I mean, I don't know if they could really profit off of it because they don't own the Wu-Tang name. RZA does.
So wait, how you make
Johnny Gilled them.
How you make a whole album that way?
Beats and different verses. It's 9 of them.
Yeah.
So he kept getting verses from them?
Yeah. He was asking them for verses.
Oh, nigga, no. What? Okay, I sent you one as a courtesy. What I keep sending you verses for?
Hey, man, I don't know.
Somebody should have had enough business sense to be like, we keep sending a nigga verses. There's got to be a reason behind this shit.
I don't think they knew it was for a Wu-Tang album.
Nigga. If a nigga call you and just be like, hey, can you do a podcast episode just for me? And we'd be like, all right. And then be like, hey, can you do another podcast episode just for me? You're like, wait, nigga. Wait. There's got to be a reason why you got to be like, at some point, nigga, I can't send a nigga an album worth of verses and not ask no questions.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's in a.
And he probably had some. He probably had some that they never put out.
The one cat got it. So it's never been heard. So nobody knows what it sounds like.
Right.
What's the name? It was like, it's trash. Who the fuck? Ghostface Killah. Like, I heard it one time. Trash.
That's bananas.
But.
So wait, they was all together watching that part?
They were all, it was like, they made the documentary, right? They made the documentary and then they were all in like this empty theater watching it together. So you heard, they seen and they heard, like, yeah.
That's wild.
I think I might want to watch that.
It's a four-part. Is like, each one of them is like an hour, but the hour flies. That hour flies.
It's called what?
I can't think of it.
Was it an HBO special or what?
No, Showtime.
I don't think I got
it. But the shit was produced greatly, like A1 check production. It out. All right. Ivine.
What up?
Ivine.
It's time already?
Yeah, man.
It's
about
that time. That's how I
man, you got the corn out and shit.
I asked you early. See what I'm saying?
My fault.
Hey, get that nigga Mark Sanchez, whoever the fuck y'all be calling him. Get that nigga that shit. He get the award this week.
I'm pretty sure you'll come back and get it back.
When's the last time I even put a
good smooth groove?
Yeah, when was the last time we had one?
What up?
You wasn't feeling the Whitney joint last week?
Nah.
I don't think nobody was.
Niggas was fucking with the Whitney.
Yeah, I think niggas was fucking with the Whitney.
Niggas wasn't fucking with the Whitney, man. niggas was fucking with the argument. Niggas wasn't fucking with the Whitney.
Come on, man. I'm do that.
So I think you, man, you don't like a... It's been a month. It's been like a month and a week.
Pause. So this is old school smooth groove. It's dedicated. You know, I'm playing this one because... One of the members passed away. So here's After 7.
In the heat of the moment.
And your voice making my phone not work.
Hey!
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, man, where the heat of the moment at?
What?
In the heat of the moment.
Who the hell singing that?
After 7.
What?
You know this nigga. You know he's 60 in heart.
About to play some old some shit anybody else ever heard.
This one cool, though. There we go. Okay, we got you back.
If niggas complain, and this wasn't even about, I only played this because old boy died. I had some heat on me, but I'm gonna say this next week.
Yeah, okay.
Now if niggas not fucking with this, I'm gonna turn the comments off. I ain't even fucking with y'all.
I think people was fuck with you with the Whitney, though.
I think they was too.
I think the MJ's Mary J. Blige kinda
overshadowed
you a little bit.
It's alright.
But
heat of the moment, man. I don't know how you miss heat of the moment.
I never heard of heat of the moment. I swear to God, I think you're talking about the show, Heat of the Night.
No, heat of the moment, nigga.
Nigga, what are you talking about?
Hold up. Heat of the moment, man. You got it in.
I'm playing heat of the moment next. finish this one out.
Bass.
So heat of the moment. That's
right here. Right here. Come on with it. Hey, turn this up. Yeah.
Yeah, he popped his head way too hard.
Way too hard. Go back to one night. Go back to that.
Hold up. Right.
So he's gonna steal Bobby Brown's old shit?
Hey.
He stole Bobby Brown's old shit.
Hey, man, don't change. Hold up. Let the hook up.
I got you.
Right now I'm going through some changes. I've always thought I was a faithful kind of man. Woo! Never thought I would be tempted. Right here.
This
right
is
here.
Made me mad.
Right here. Right here. Right now.
I know who they gonna jump on this week.
Yeah.
For sure. They for sure jumping on your neck this week. You really rocking to this shit.
Nigga, this is hard. A joint, man.
This is plagiarism.
I swear to God. I don't know.
This is plagiarism. Tell me this ain't plagiarism.
I don't know where you. Tell me this ain't plagiarism. I honestly do not understand.
They stole Bobby Brown. Oh, shit. It's the same fucking song. Damn near.
I don't care about Bobby.
You gonna steal a man whole shit? This is the same melody. This is the same fucking beat.
Hey, wait. Hold up.
This is the same fucking beat. What are you talking about?
I'm not gonna do that. Hold on.
Bitchy, do you not hear the same melody, the same beat on my bucket?
When was that song made?
This is Ghostbusters 2, so this is what. Let me find out. Damn, give me the right answer.
Heat of the Moment was 1989.
Ghostbusters was 1989.
That was just the feel around that time.
Maybe that was just the
That was just the feel around that time.
Yeah, maybe.
The same fucking beat?
It's happened before.
They probably got the same producer.
Nigga, they got to. I got that.
What's it called? It? Juicy, This shit right here is bumping, though.
This is my shit.
Nigga, we was finna do soundtracks. How this didn't make it?
Yeah, this one hard.
But yeah, it's happened before. With the last ones I can remember off the dome was Rihanna and Juicy J. Bitch better have my money and bands can make her dance. That's the same fucking beat.
Is it?
It's real similar.
Bitch better have my money and Juicy J bands can make her dance is the same beat.
That's why. No, nigga, not this was the same exact song. Did you not just listen to that? This is the same song.
I mean, shit, it happens, man.
That's bananas. You really shouldn't have grooved to that shit too. Like
he was super groovy.
You like that plagiarism?
He didn't know it was plagiarism.
Come on, man. It's on our own. That's probably one of our biggest hits.
Yeah, I'm not.
Nah.
What?
I ain't gonna take it that far.
Hey, man, where y'all want to start, man? I'm asking y'all. We ain't got much. So where y'all want to start? Oh. No. You know what? Fuck that. You know what? Hey, DC. Hey, fuck you.
Hey, man. You got on a Batman shirt. You can't say
man,
that.
Fuck that shit, man. I don't want Twilight as fucking Batman. And for one, you know, when I was writing these notes down and I sent it to y'all, I said, look, maybe I'm overreacting.
Nah.
And then I woke up today. I was like, no, nigga, fuck that.
You're not overreacting. No, hey, get your shit off. I'm here for you.
That nigga like 5'2".
That don't vent.
He fucking skinny height. How the fuck he gonna put the cape on?
Hey, I'm here for you.
I can't be Batman.
No, nigga.
Nah, you Oswald Cobblepot, nigga. You Oswald for sure.
Damn.
Hey, this shit gotta be hot, man. Y'all just go just fumble this shit. You know what I mean? Like, I get he's a good actor, but you gonna have a 5'2 Bruce Wayne?
Hey, man. Bruce Wayne gotta be like 6'3, 6'4. He gotta be.
Bro, look at all the people who's played. Like, Michael Keaton was like cornballish. Mark Keaton was very cornballish. I get he
like
he was a good Batman. He was a very corny Bruce Wayne.
I'm with you. Okay, I'm here for that.
Like, it's hard to split them. And for me, this is why I liked Ben Affleck's Batman, because he played both of them very well.
I ain't like him with the when they changed his voice when he became Batman. Like, stop that. Don't do that.
Well, they all got to do that. You got to do that.
I'm not giving you that until... If Bruce Wayne would have had probably a solo film, then I'd be like, yeah, but it wasn't like, eh.
I don't see Ben Affleck as the
But
playboy.
He did justice. He did. It was cool for that role.
Bruce Wayne, he kind of a playboy, though. That I didn't see Ben Affleck.
Michael Keaton was very corny, good Batman. Val Kilmer was close. His was too fucking serious, though. He was a very serious Bruce Wayne.
Val Kilmer might be the best one.
He might be. To play both roles.
Val Kilmer might be the best one.
George Clooney, we don't acknowledge.
That's the seal.
Yeah, that's it, though.
Man, if you got the seal, you can't have the seal. You can't have the seal. Kiss
what's
from
my
Rose,
man's name in the Dark Knight trilogy?
Christian Bale. Probably second.
Great Batman.
Oh, come on with all that. The extra aggression mixed
great
in.
Great Batman.
Spin, I'm good.
Great Batman and Bruce Wayne. Ben Affleck played it the best to me, like both of them. And Val Kilmer, maybe.
I gotta go with Val.
We gotta go with Val just on the strength that Ben Affleck didn't get.
I'm not. I can't. Films. I cannot call Val Kilmer the best Batman
Wait,
ever.
Wait, which one was Val?
You
Kilmer?
Said that played both.
Oh, that played both. Yeah, I would go Val.
Which villain did Val Kilmer get?
Val Kilmer had the Riddler and Two-Face.
Yeah. Okay. That's Kiss from a Rose, ain't it? That's what the Kiss from a Rose soundtrack was.
No, George Clooney's.
Yeah. I think it was when George Clooney.
Yeah, but the second Batman was the best. That's probably the second best Batman movie. Or that's probably that.
The second one? No. The second one they said was too dark. Like kids couldn't go comfortably see it.
Batman is dark.
But that's why they started to go. Val Kilmer's Batman was the start of it becoming real colorful. That was the start. Like, it was still like a Batman film, but you could see the color in it.
They had the bright colors in
the whole thing. Yeah, but they were saying Val Kilmer's head got big with that. That's why he didn't return. And then...
George, that shit was super bright.
Super bright. Like, they wanted... I was reading on it, and I know, you know, George Clooney gets way too much flack for it, but it was doomed from the start. Like, there was too many people had too much money in it, so you had to go every which way. So they was thinking about making toys out of this shit. And
of course.
All that type of shit.
We're going to franchise it.
Yeah, it was horrible. But yeah, man, Val may be the... That's a good... Maybe.
Val might be the best. I think that second Batman movie was the best one, though. Michelle Pfeiffer? Jesus, she killed it.
Of all of them?
Michelle Pfeiffer and Danny DeVito?
Yeah, I'm not going to go that far.
What?
It's good, though.
What? Heath Ledger's the only other name you can throw in there.
The best Batman out of all of them?
The best Batman movie.
Of all of them.
It's either
Batman Returns?
It's either Dark Knight or Batman Returns. It's got to be one of them two.
I think overall, I know it gets... I don't know why I get shitted on, but I got to take either the 1989 Batman, Michael Keaton Batman, or the Dark Knight Rises.
Nah.
Like, overall, the Dark Knight Rises had everything in it.
I like the whole Dark Knight series, though. I like the whole trilogy.
I think because Heath Ledger died, because he had such a great performance mixed in with the fact that he died, that one gets it gets a lot of lofty praise. But it was good. The movie was good. The movie
outside of Heath Ledger's role in that movie, none of it was memorable to me.
I fuck with that. Yeah, I fuck with
him. Like, Heath Ledger carried it, but outside of that, nothing was memorable.
That's the Joker y'all need. Y'all need him back.
No.
He dead.
Yeah, well, Joker, DC damn near dead.
You don't like the Joker from Suicide Squad?
Fuck no. Jared Leto? Hell no.
What?
I don't want my Joker fucking looking like 2 Chainz.
I'm
fucking with him.
I'm lightweight. Like I like Joaquin Phoenix as an actor, so I'm lightweight anticipating this Joker movie. But like in all the clips, he got the Lord Farquaad hair. That shit.
I'm here for a serious. Hey man, why are we always recording in the dark, fam?
Nigga, because there was light outside when we got
light,
here.
Yeah,
I'm here for a serious Joker film. like just watching the motherfucker go insane.
They need to do the Killing Joke. They need to do a live action version of that.
I don't know, man. They stuck in his year one phase. Like, you seen Ben Affleck's Batman was older.
Ben but Affleck's they stuck Batman in his year one
a... phase. Like, they keep going back.
Because they trying to build a story up.
Fuck, man.
Trying Affleck, to build a universe.
Batman would have been the one to get the Batman Beyond.
Yeah, that would have been the start. He already had the gray hair and all that shit.
I was feeling Ben Affleck for that.
Like, yeah, he was the older one.
He was older. He was older.
I was feeling that.
They need, yeah. Killing Joke.
But, hey, man, hey, check this out, DC. you niggas can get the fuck on with this Batwoman shit.
You're not here for it?
I'm not here for it. And it's not even because she is a woman. Like, this shit is just corny. This shit is trash.
She can't be his cousin?
No, nigga. Find somebody else. Something. Like, the bitch face, her face didn't change, like, the whole fucking.
In actuality, she was what, though? In the comics, she was.
She was police. She was
lesbian. She was all that shit. Like,
she was Commissioner Gordon.
That's cool. I can take that. I can take the you know, the one-liners, you know, the femme one.
I know
the
she femin- was lesbian. I know
the feminist one-liners. You know I can take all of that shit. And it's not about her being a woman. But this shit is trash. Amen. Trash.
It had to test good.
Fam, trash.
They building their network.
Like, is she Batwoman or Spawn, motherfucker?
They building their network.
All that red ass hair. What the fuck is that?
If it's gonna be on their streaming network, I might watch it.
It's like coming on CW. It's on CW.
They're gonna throw it in with the Arrow.
They're gonna throw it in with Flash. They're gonna throw it in with Superwoman. And what's the other shit? The Legends of Tomorrow. They building the whole TV universe.
I'm good.
I'm cool, man. What the fuck is this shit, bro?
I'm good. Oh, good. I don't really watch none of them shows. But
who's the villain though? Who's the chick? I don't care. You know who she is. You the DC dude. I don't know. I was trying to figure out
that
who
nigga
the fuck
don't
was.
Pay. That nigga pays attention to Batman. In
this
DC.
Batwoman. He gotta pay attention to her because she bat. She.
I don't know. Give a
she in
a
bat family.
I gave it a chance.
You ain't watched no episodes yet.
I gave it a chance
by watching the preview.
Absolutely.
Hey. The second Chucky trailer don't look that bad.
Stop that.
The second Chucky trailer don't look that bad.
You're not doing that.
You know they're getting ready to get killed because all of the posters are trolls. They're trolling. Why would y'all come out the same week as Toy Story?
They didn't make Batwoman.
That's why they're doing that.
They didn't make Batwoman.
Yes. Why? Y'all are finna get killed.
Oh, they for sure get killed.
They're finna get killed.
I heard they damn near scrapping that Sonic movie.
They should. That shit's trash.
All right, they scrapping that shit.
Or keep what's the name though?
Who?
Jim Carrey? Jim Carrey was all right. But the rest of that shit can go.
As Dr. Robotnik? Dr. Robotnik was a big dude.
And bald. Well, he was bald head towards the end of the trailer.
Dr. Robotnik was fat.
I think I'm here for
in one of the trailers. Jim Carrey was bald.
He was. I just told you.
Yeah, I see first reactions of Aladdin was
I'm there, man.
Did it come out yet?
I'm there. It's Friday.
First reactions. They were saying as far as Will Smith's genie, when he was himself, he did good. When he turned blue, he was trying too hard to be.
I watched the last trailer they got is Genie singing Prince Ali. It's Will Smith singing Prince Ali, and I was like, he's like trying to sing and rap.
It looked better. The preview they showed in the movie, it looked better than the ones we saw on Twitter.
I'm watching it, though.
I'm going to go see it.
I'll wait until.
Did you go see John Wick?
I did not, because I haven't caught up on one and two. I haven't caught up on two. I seen one. I told you, I've never seen two. So I didn't. Did you go watch it?
No.
Okay. So I don't feel bad. I'm the only one in here.
Yeah, I'm kind of waiting it
out. But they pushing four already.
It's some shit. Like, I told you, I got to be like top of the line for me to go see it in the theaters. Other than that, I go see it on demand.
You wasn't feeling Halle Berry coming into the show?
No.
She was solid, though. She was cool.
She was solid. Okay.
Was she like Swordfish?
Nah, she's better than Swordfish to me. Well,
she showed her titties in Swordfish.
She did.
She was a trash actress in Swordfish.
Her titties was very underwhelming. I'm gonna wait till
who had the worst titties in film history?
them Queen Latifah shit.
Definitely Queen Latifah.
Queen Latifah shit.
That shit threw me off. Like, man, you could have told me this in that. You should, y'all could have wrote this shit down in the description. Queen Latifah's titties will be shown in this movie. Man, when it's like it hits you. It's like 1 minute she's there, and then 1 minute it's like bow. Her titties just like bow. I was like, damn, bow,
that
put them up.
So sad. God,
you ain't have you? Damn. I don't think I've ever seen some titties, and I was like, ew.
That's crazy.
I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, and we are not here. We're not objectifying Queen Latifah's titties.
I am.
After that, she had got the reduction, right? Or was it before that?
I would prefer not to see Queen Latifah's titties.
Ever. Dana, are you listening? Don't take your shirt off no more, boo. Appreciate you.
Okay. What else we gonna get into?
Damn, nigga, you don't got it right in front of you?
I know, but I don't want to. Oh, okay. Yeah. Big time.
Damn, a deep breath.
DJ Khaled, talk to me. I'm going to wait.
It was rough. I think the joint with him and Jeezy and Ross was cool. The Nas and CeeLo joint was cool. That was
the only song I kind of fuck with was the Big Sean.
The Big Sean was cool. I don't think I would listen to. It's not something I would constantly listen to, but it was cool for what it was. And that was I'm pretty, even though I didn't like it, I definitely, if it isn't already, I'm pretty sure that Chris Brown, Lil Wayne joint is gonna be a single if it's not already.
He put out a bunch of videos. I think he put like 4 or 5 videos for this album out.
Jesus,
like back to back.
Was that one of them?
Like he didn't even give. He didn't even get a Nipsey. Okay, Kylie, you trash as fuck for this. He dropped the Nipsey shit
on Friday, the release, the day of the album.
Right, the day of the album.
About, yeah.
And then, not even a day later, it was like video. So he dropped like 5 videos behind that. You didn't even let Nipsey song breathe.
That's crazy.
He didn't let that shit breathe at all. Like, it was, the I think the Chris Brown, he already got a video with Chris Brown and Lil Wayne. It's like 4 or 5 of them.
Okay. We gonna go down it because we don't want to stay on track.
Okay.
Give me your thoughts on the totality of the album.
It was mostly a regular ass, bland ass Khaled album. Nothing excited me. Like I said, it was two tracks I'll probably listen to after I get done talking about it right now. Other than that, the rest of that shit you can keep. I don't want to say trash. The production was cool, except the fucking scissor joint. They could have left the Miss Jackson beat all the way the fuck along. Like that was some bullshit. Y'all, he ain't had to do that. But other than that, the Miss Jackson flip with the scissor.
Listen.
Don't tell me you.
No. We gonna get there.
Okay, so we gonna go down it song by song.
Give me your thoughts. The totality of this album. Give me your thoughts.
Trash. Look, when the Nipsey joint dropped, I was like, I wasn't hyped for that. So I was trying my best not to say nothing crazy on social media because I know everybody been on attack mode for Nipsey, like they know him personally.
Nigga.
So I was trying my best not to be like, look, y'all, if y'all know, y'all wouldn't have just normally just been like, oh yeah, this the one for Nipsey. I feel like Nipsey would have been like, cut this, bro. Like, nah, I'm not having this. Like I just feel like it wasn't there. So when I seen that video, because I went to that video and I was like, do I want to go listen to this album?
Yeah.
Then I'm going through the album and I'm trying to like just listen to it. Big Sean song, some shit he said in his shit kind of stood out, but is it like nothing was like I'm going back. It was nothing on there that made me say I want to go back and listen to this album. And I feel like I don't know. Like, you dropped No Brainer was dropped what? Damn near 9 months ago? 6, 7 months
he
ago?
He had two.
All the way in 2016.
He had the
The Top Off was yours.
Top Off was like 2016, wasn't it? Some shit like that. And the Justin Bieber song?
That's the No Brainer.
That's No Brainer. That's what you're talking about. I know that was last year for sure.
Khaled has dropped 11 albums in 13 years. That's damn near an album a year.
That's some whole shit.
and you can't make a complete one.
Nah, I fuck with Kiss the Ring.
I don't. I have never heard a complete.
I fuck with Kiss the Ring as a
complete
whole,
Khaled album that I've loved.
Kiss the Ring.
I don't think I've ever.
I fuck with Kiss the Ring as a whole.
I think
album.
He has hits here and he has a joint here and there, but as a album, a complete album.
I think I'm inclined to agree with that.
I ain't never heard one.
I think I'm inclined.
And
to
agree. The features you have, year in, year out, and you consistently fumble.
Yeah,
I'm trying to understand, like, and I guess to with me, it annoys me because you have the features to get this shit done. Like, nigga, you put Nas and CeeLo on a song together.
That shit worked though.
You putting Jeezy and Ross's on songs together. You can get Jay-Z. You can get Beyonce. You got to connections to make this shit work.
Kiss the Ring is my, like, I think I probably only song I skip on Kiss the Ring is the reggae joint. Other than I'm fucking with that whole album.
That reggae joint to open up this album is fucking fire though.
You think so?
I fucked with it.
He keep a reggae joint.
I fucked with it to open the album up. That first joint, yeah, I fucked with. But I often wonder, you know, if Khaled will ever come to the realization, like, let me stop trying to make hit records and let me just make some street shit.
Nah, he this works. Why would I
don't has think, it worked?
I don't think
for him to come out with this shit and then when the album drops, everybody's saying it's trash.
I'm 13 albums in. Who cares about what all y'all saying? He getting the pop people is loving his shit. The pop lovers is loving his shit.
When you make this shit after your son.
If DJ Drama was doing this, would we get DJ Drama passed? If for 13 years if we said, okay, you keep making albums but none of this shit is hitting,
dude, though. DJ Drama got all week albums too though.
Yeah, but he not putting them out as frequently. Like
he got nice mixtapes, but album wise, like he don't have.
How many albums do he have?
He only maybe got two or three.
I don't think we giving DJ Drama that many passes to keep fucking up consistently.
I don't think this is fucking up though. Like you're not just a DJ of the streets though. Like Khaled has a Justin Bieber. You got Post Malone. Like. He fuck with motherfuckers that's hot at the time and put them on tracks. Like, that's been his thing for 13 years. I mean, for 11 years. 13 years and 11 albums. So, that's been his thing.
I'm trying to think who else comparable.
And it's worked.
I'm trying to think who else is comparable to, like, DJ Khaled. That put out an album full of features.
No one. Not like no this. One. Every now and then, like, no you know, Swiss did. Swiss
and like
did
I said, this album, he dropped but damn near a
this
video
is like
for
an album a year.
Every song. He got the Holy Mountain video. He got the Celebrate with Travis Scott and Post Malone video. He got the Jealous with Lil Wayne and Chris Brown, Big Sean. He got the Hire. He got the You Stay, the Meek Mill joint. He got all these videos with the Wish with Cardi B and 21 Savage. Well, he dropped all these videos within the time that
okay.
He just dropped his Hire.
Let's
shit.
Do
so,
it.
Like he's
we here. Hire. Talk to me.
Definitely was. Initially, I was like, "This ain't it, player. This ain't." And it's it. I realize everybody's still in mourning. I realize Nipsey's platform is.
Don't do that. If he was alive, this would be a regular song.
Oh, super regular song.
You was drawing that shit out. If he was still
I'm trying
alive,
to be respectful.
If he was still alive, it'd just be like
Skip.
It's a song with Nipsey on it.
It's like, Skip.
And
it was cool. It was better the second time. The first time I listened to it, I'll try.
The second verse, he got in his bag a little bit. But I'm not a fan of John Legend anyways.
I'm not
so
either.
When niggas was on there like, oh my God, I'm crying. I'm like,
I have heard this song
here,
probably
bro.
About 7-8 times because every time somebody would make another post on Facebook, I'd be like, maybe I'm missing it.
The first time I listened, I was like, nah, this ain't the move. I listened to it again today just to be like, and I was like, okay, it's cool. It ain't that, but it's better than I thought it was initially.
I think he could have did without John Legend.
Fact.
Should have just let Nipsey keep rapping to me.
I think Nipsey could have just did his shit. I think he should just let Nipsey just do his shit. Just let Nipsey do his shit.
I just like take it on. Shut up.
All right. So y'all got the powder blue on a tour bus driving down Crenshaw. That's what y'all doing.
This, yeah, this, I wasn't.
This
I
is
wasn't
y'all vision for this video.
I wasn't feeling it. And then, like, this, my thoughts of it was like this: Nipsey album was amazing. Like, amazing. I like Nipsey album, so I was like, like, this is what y'all gonna do after? Like, this, like, dropping Pac's life. Like, let, nah, like, this ain't it. Like,
that's a good hot take right there.
But I think Pac. The difference, I think Nipsey made this when he was alive, though.
Nipsey made this when he was alive.
He did.
Pac's life was like, oh, my God. That shit was horrible, bro. I can't believe that shit. Like,
that shit was like, it was
that
like,
shit was hurtful.
It was like when Duck threw all them pieces, bought a piece of paper away, and then came back and made a song out of it with his sister. That's what that shit was like.
That shit hurt.
Hey, give me that other verse out of the trash can.
Right there.
Yeah.
But, I mean, yeah, it wasn't. It wasn't it. It would have been a skip.
Fact.
But it might be one of the top songs on this album.
Niggas not rolling around listening to this.
That says a lot.
It might be one of the top songs on this
album.
That
says a lot. This is one of the top songs on this album. This album, because that shit was.
Nah.
It wasn't.
I think out of the reggae joint.
You got the reggae joint. What else you got?
The 21 and Cardi was all right.
No.
Wish.
And my favorite album, I mean, my favorite song on the album was the Travis Scott Post Malone joint.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was my, and it's been getting shitted on, but that was my, like, that hook is dope.
I super pass.
I don't got it.
I'm talking about Magic Johnson.
Hey, that's cool, man. Man, where the man? Pass me the joint, man.
I don't got it.
Yeah,
I got it.
Johnson, damn, that's so disrespectful.
I'm good, bro. I'm good. It just wasn't there. It wasn't there for me. It wasn't there for
really.
It wasn't there for me.
Let me see.
And like I said, he super trash for not letting that. We the best music.
That's the. DJ, just the hook is dope to me. Celebrate for the ones we lost, yeah. Celebrate with the ones we got, yeah. Middle finger to the ones that's not, yeah. Ain't no love. Celebrate for the ones we lost, yeah. Celebrate with the ones we got, yeah. Middle finger to the ones that's not, yeah. Ain't no love. People tend to lose it. They see you coming up. You were talking stupid. It's better than higher. I fuck with this, man.
I can't get hyped by nothing with Post Malone.
It's not a hype joint.
You bopping your head. You feeling
it's not a hype joint, though. Like, I'm not thinking it's supposed to be hype. But I don't know why niggas was, like, shitting on it. Like, oh, nigga, I'm skipping that. That shit was dope to me.
I can't. Nothing with Post Malone move me. I can't. I just refuse.
But, okay. Was there any... Let's talk about these collabs. Were there any good collabs to y'all?
Nas and CeeLo.
Nas and CeeLo was cool.
That shit was trash.
You didn't like it?
No.
No, it was crazy, though. What? He don't really fuck with the Nas collabs. Because I asked him, did he like the Nas and Scarface?
Fam, I know I get up in here and I like what I like, and I'm going to tell y'all I like what I like.
I
fuck with Nas. But I'm not against saying some shit is trash. I argue for Mary last week. I would tell y'all some shit is trash. And this right here wasn't it. Like, you have Nas and CeeLo on the same record, and you fumble it like that.
I fuck with that one.
But I don't.
That shit was trash.
What Nas collabs do you really fuck with? I don't think you. I think you fuck with Nas as an artist, like his own, when he do his own shit, his own creative shit. But I don't think you fuck with his collabs.
No, he got a few.
You owe me.
With Jimmy Genuine?
Yeah, he probably fuck with that one.
No, I don't.
What? This nigga don't fuck with a Nas collab.
There's only one I could think of off my head, and that's the Ja Rule joint.
I don't remember Ja Rule.
When he redid Tupac's Chest on Many Tears. He used that sample.
I ain't never heard that one.
Y'all don't know what I'm talking about?
No. What album was it on?
Shit. What album was that on? There's no need
Oh, when he came back, I think that was on Rule. That was hard. That's when Nas was finna go to Murder, Inc.
Yeah, he was fucking with it. Don't you know that I would never leave?
Oh, I ain't heard that one.
You ain't never heard that one?
No. You say it's on the Ja Rule album?
Yeah.
I would have never heard of it if it's on the Ja Rule album.
You wouldn't.
Wow, that's so motherfucking.
After Vinny Vinny Vici, it's a rap for me as far as Ja Rule.
Other than that, no, I ain't really.
I did buy Blood in Your Eye, though.
Yeah, I really wasn't.
If Drake don't sit his ass down.
I really wasn't fucking with him, like not on the collab tip.
Yeah, that's why. Cause I brought up the collab with him in his face. I fuck with the one with him in face. He was like, nah. Mm-mm. He's like, I ain't really fucking with it.
Smile.
No, Nas got a song with him.
Nigga,
in face.
Nas ain't on Kiss the Ring. Jesus Christ!
It's on Kiss the Ring. It's Nas in face.
Why did I think he's on?
It's on DJ Khaled.
I'll pizzazz. I think like I said, the first joint I fucked with, the reggae joint I fucked with. I almost want to say fuck SZA for this track, but I can't say fuck SZA. So I'm going to say Khaled, fuck you for this track.
Track.
That, I don't give a fuck if Outkast gave you that, gave you their blessing. That shit is trash. Complete trash.
What?
The SZA record. Track?
Yeah.
Complete trash.
Why did they do that? Why did they do the?
I don't know.
Maybe they just wasn't.
Why that track? Like, why the Miss Jackson?
I don't know if they knew they heard the finished product. Maybe they just asked them. Shit, I don't know.
They want to take that shit back.
I wasn't feeling the Jeezy Ross record. Yeah, and the Cardi and 21 was cool.
I wasn't too mad with the Jeezy and Ross. I don't think it was that bad. That it was all right.
Shit was trash.
The Cardi and 21 was a decent track. It was decent, I guess, for the times. But nothing makes me want to go back and listen to this album.
Nothing makes me want to go back and listen to this album.
I'm quite sure everybody else going to be like, no, higher. Yeah, we're going to go. Okay.
Niggas was lying, bro.
Okay.
That's emotion. You listen to emotion, you hear it differently.
I cried 4 times. And on the 5th. Yeah. Please turn the light on. Like, it's.
Give us a light.
Yeah, it's not cool. Don't do that.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Give us a light.
Girl.
Yeah. Meg Thee Stallion.
I'm not. Y'all do this. I'm not doing this.
Go ahead, Dante. Look,
I'm super mad. Y'all made me listen to this shit.
I didn't bring it up.
Not y'all.
You brought it up.
I brought it up. I don't believe I did.
Yes, you did.
Why would you do that?
Why would I do that?
I haven't just been throwing shit out there. He been on your shit lately. Look.
I haven't did that.
I'm not going to do that to her, but shout out to Meg Thee Stallion. Her time is coming. It's a slow burn. And the reason I say it's a slow burn is because once she's going to take over. And once she takes over, she'll be here to stay.
If she take over with her shit sounding like this,
she
it's
gets
a problem.
Like, it's very like, you hear Houston all over it.
I'm just tired of the rap.
You hear Houston all over it.
I'm just tired of the rap.
But she,
music.
Okay, but it's different because.
I'm full of it.
But it's different because she gets busy.
Does she?
Where?
Not on this shit.
She can rap.
Yeah, she can rap. There's a difference between being able to flow and being able to make songs. She got the songs.
Can she rap?
She can rap.
Also, I fuck with Tokyo Jets is way harder to her than me.
Yeah, but on some
Tokyo Jets, maybe even Cash Doll.
If you like, it's a difference between going to a radio station and busting a flow on the internet and making a fucking song. Like the song,
she got a good freestyle on the flow on the radio.
Yeah, that's where all the hype coming from. Like the actual music.
No, she gets busy.
Okay, let me go listen to that one time.
When I saw the little video on Twitter, and I was like, oh, she can spit. Oh, okay, I fuck with her as far as her ability. The music is trash. It's twerk music. It's an album full of twerk music.
An album full of it.
And that's why, like, music is a feeling. Music is a feeling.
Yeah,
so,
but I feel like everybody debut album, they give us at least a song or two of them. Like, a feel of
It's very Houston. I mean, it's very Houston made. You can hear Houston in it. You can hear some Memphis in it with the Juicy J and shit like that. Like, she's letting you know where she's from. And part of that is their sound.
I'm here for the
one, two, music is a feeling. So, yes, I skipped a few joints on there. I skipped a few joints on there. But maybe I'll feel a different way if I was to hear it in a club.
Yeah, if it's a bunch
like of... Like, some music is just strictly just club music.
Yeah, if it's a bunch of bitches twerking.
I'm sorry, but a lot of them songs we heard in a lot... Now, it was some joints, but a lot of them songs we heard in when we was in New Orleans in that club, we probably wouldn't listen to on a... On average,
some clubs,
but that
yeah.
shit sounded amazing in a club.
It's alcohol in your system.
So maybe
pull up on the lemon.
Cause this man, that shit, bro, nigga, that shit right there, nigga. Hey, I, look, nigga, I ain't heard that song since, cause it was just not a song that I was into, nigga. Man, when Ronda came, I pull up in a lemon. Tell nigga, I lost it. Nigga, I lost it, but. So I got a. I had
the ratchet Holy Ghost at that nigga, moment.
Nigga, I lost it, dog. But yeah, that's the thing, man. A lot of these are like club records. But the one thing you can't take away from her is you can't say it's antics, or you can't say the fact that she's real. You know what I mean? Because that
did you listen to it?
Yes,
there was a lot of antics on there.
What I'm saying, no antics. I'm talking about her as an artist.
Okay.
You can't hide her ability through her antics. Or you can't say, oh, when she puts out some trash or she puts out something someone doesn't like, it's but we like, you know, she's real. She's giving y'all her. Like what we tend to do with Cardi sometimes.
I got a lot of people.
A lot of the people hide within their antics. Her ability comes first. So you can't take
it didn't come across to me. Her bit.
If you making a bad album, it don't matter. Like Jadakiss can rap. What good album do we have?
That's a fact. His first one was banger.
This was her first album.
And it was trash.
Jadakiss been in the game 2 decades.
Three decades,
and he can't put out a good album.
His first one was good.
A little
different. Really
Jadakiss ain't put out no good albums.
Kiss the Game Goodbye wasn't good.
I can't do it.
Jesus Christ.
Cash it.
Aunt Gatewood. This is where I need you to step in. And
he already told you, dog. You be trying to make arguments out of stupid shit.
Kiss the Game Goodbye wasn't a good album. That's stupid.
It was.
Did he have a couple joints on there?
Yeah. Was it a complete project? No.
Jesus.
Cash It with DaBaby is the standout to me. I fuck with him, man. I ain't heard one bad.
I'm fucking with DaBaby right now.
I'm
on DaBaby right now. Like,
that's probably the highlight of the album.
Yeah, that nigga right there is hard to me right now.
So yeah, I gotta hear him in the club, which I probably never will, to really gauge how people feel about this album, because I think it's more so of a club album. I just had it on in my headphones, you know, working and shit, and it's just something I couldn't get into at that time.
Shit's trash. That's why.
Yeah, I'm not gonna go that far because I was bobbing my head.
I mean, you twerking in your mind.
Here we go. Oh, before we get on this the pledge. So you know, Wifey and Anisha was going back talking about on Twitter, right? They be talking on Twitter about these cakes and shit. I think people need to do away with red velvet and cheesecake, like for good.
You said those and cheesecake?
Become, both of them like need to become non-existent.
What's wrong with you? First of all, red velvet, okay. It's cool, but if it goes away,
I only had one cheesecake I think I like.
What? Cheesecake is gross.
What?
It was a fucking...
Lemon is trash. Red velvet is trash. Cheesecake is trash.
Lemon it was a what? Peach cobbler cheesecake or
peach
something like that.
What the fuck? Where that the fuck you was eating at? The Addams Family?
Man, I fuck with peach cobbler. You don't eat peach cobbler?
Absolutely not.
Oh, that's peach cobbler's delicious.
Apple
pie. I wouldn't eat no cheesecake.
All that
though.
Shit's trash.
Cheesecake was fire.
You don't eat apple pies from McDonald's?
Absolutely not.
Nigga. What?
Mm-mm.
Man, listen. Cheesecake is fucking delicious.
I don't fuck with cheesecake, though, but...
Oh, nigga. I used to...
But I can't really down it. I don't think I haven't like tried it. No, I did. I went to the Cheesecake Factory. I had some that was like caramel. And
have you ever had the Oreo cheesecake?
No.
What the
fuck? I'm not eating an Oreo, so I probably wouldn't like that.
You eat Oreos.
I'm not eating an Oreo cheesecake.
Nigga, you bugging. When we used to get our refund checks, that was my $150 used to be gone every time. there's $45 going to get a whole cheesecake from the Cheesecake Factory.
$45?
Yeah, for the whole cheesecake.
Like, man, grandma.
And then I'm taking the other $90 and going to the Green Door. Man,
grandma, I knew you was going to say the Green Door.
That's so, where it go.
So you going to Burger King to get the Oreo cheesecake?
I never had no Oreo cheesecake.
They do. At Burger King.
I'm not eating no cheesecake from fucking Burger King. That sound like food poisoning. Or from the Cheesecake Factory? Like, fuck yeah.
That sound like food poisoning.
That sound like food poisoning waiting to happen. Like a white chocolate macadamia cheesecake from the Cheesecake Factory.
That's what I had.
Factory.
A white chocolate macadamia.
And it wasn't good? Like
it was cracked. And it had the caramel on it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fire. Thank you.
Yeah, that one fire.
Hey, man.
That one fire. Matter of fact, I still owe somebody that.
The best thing I ate in New Orleans was the fucking cheesecake. Out of all the shit we ate in New Orleans, the best thing I had was the cheesecake at Dago's, whatever it was called. That's the best thing I ate. Everything else was kind of like, I could have got this at home. The cheesecake was fire, though.
Okay.
Eh.
Come on, man. Yeah, you fuck with the cheesecake at all. And then what, just red velvet? No. Red velvet.
Red velvet is trash.
Wait, where you get lemon from, though? Like lemon as a flavor altogether?
Lemon cheesecake.
Lemon cake is gross.
Lemon cake is gross?
Lemon cake? Like the cake?
Yeah.
Fam.
No, I ain't giving you that. Like, I was talking about like lemon meringue pie or something like that.
Lemon as a whole?
Lemon cake? Fire.
This nigga is bugging.
Fire.
What flavors are good? Trash. What flavors are good? What's like your top three flavors?
I don't know. Chocolate, German chocolate. I don't know. It depends.
So like, you like chocolate cakes?
Yeah.
Oh, well, nigga, you're not going to like lemon then.
I don't like it.
But red velvet is a derivative of chocolate.
Trash.
It's a chocolate derivative.
Red velvet is a chocolate.
Yeah, it is.
Trash.
Red velvet tastes like chocolate cake.
Red velvet is made from chocolate. It's chocolate. It's really chocolate.
Red velvet is made from trash.
Man, I don't get it.
He just want trash everything today.
But this nigga don't eat baby stacks, so.
Absolutely not.
I automatically take what you talk about with food. Is with all
right. Let's get into this shit, man. Before we get up out of here. Next week we're gonna be coming with some real heat. But so we appreciate y'all.
Y'all know we're preparing for the show. We preparing for the show.
It says Black Excellence. Shout out to Robert F. Smith, who pledged to pay off student loan debt for Morehouse College for the class of 2019.
Yes.
He's a billionaire, right?
Yes.
It's like top something in the he's top. He's one of the richest in the country. Where are y'all standing with this?
I'm here for it. Like, because from what I read, the total amount that he's supposed to be paying now is like $40 million. Like, that's if you're a billionaire, that probably ain't, you know, a big thing, but shit, that's a lot of money for, you know, and
small thing to a giant.
You know what I mean? But like to be starting off school with no debt, like to leave school, start your career with no debt, that's huge. Like,
real big. He's on to set up a lot of people's lives. Don't do that.
I'm looking at it like total U.S. borrowers with student loan debt is 44.7 million people in the U.S. have student loan debt. Like the direct loans is 101 billion.
Shit,
look, 101 billion. Like and when they come to get their money, they're not playing no games.
Nah. Student loan debt is number two
behind what car? I think behind car loan.
Behind mortgage.
Is it?
Mortgage, yeah,
it's
a big business.
And they not listen.
As a
they coming to get their money.
I was looking at the whole like totality of this whole thing, right?
Okay.
And I'm for sure for it. Like what he's doing is amazing. If I was class of 2018, if I was class of 2020. I might whoop him out. Nigga, I'm hot. What the fuck?
Well, if you 2020, you still got hope. Maybe Diddy.
Nigga, I'm whooping this nigga out, and you better not be around college. You better not be around campus talking about I ain't got no student loans.
Hey, y'all don't want to take Bill Cosby money no more. We got to get the money from somewhere.
Nigga, can you imagine? Like, you still at school. You got hundreds of thousands in loans.
Maybe it come back for 2020.
And the nigga walking around school like, yeah, I got my student loan. My student loan's gone. I ain't got to pay student loans. Nigga, I'm super tight. I'm talking about super salty. I'm dehydrated.
I know the financial aid office is doing the happy dad.
I might have to whoop a nigga out.
You'll be mad because somebody else got to give you
a nigga, I'll be salty.
I will be salty, too. That shit got to hurt.
Super.
That shit got
to hurt. That's class of 2019. Like, there's other classes there.
What if it was like you graduated 2018 and then your little brother graduated 2019?
I might slap him. Hey, nigga, don't even bring this shit up. Like, that's cool. Just don't, nigga, don't say nothing about it.
Ain't no proud of you, bro?
No.
Pat on the back, bro.
No. Nigga, I slap the shit out of that nigga. What the fuck, nigga?
Because that shit hurt.
That's like a, you got people who, one, can't afford them, afford to pay off their student loans.
Ever.
You got a lot of students or student loans just going to default. You got lots of people holding their lives back. They can't do shit because their student loans are too high, too expensive. And then you're going to tell me there's another nigga at my school that didn't got all his shit wiped out?
He gone. He ain't at your school no more. I'm gone, nigga.
Don't come back. Don't come back.
This is my graduation gift.
That's don't come back. I'm deleting you on social media. I'm blocking you. I'm doing all that shit. I don't want to see nothing about it.
Hey.
Nigga, I would cry.
I'm gonna give me some of them ugly ass Balenciagas. I'm gonna get some of them some hydro boat shoes. I'm gonna put some of them on my feet just cause nigga I ain't gotta
see this nigga talking about stunting, nigga.
I ain't gotta pay no student. Nigga, that's a stunt. Nigga, I went to college and I took out a student loan before. Them motherfuckers, they not playing.
I just seen something today about the pastor wearing the Yeezys and they tripping on the pastor for wearing the Yeezys on stage.
I'm definitely tripping on you about that. For sure. Like, nigga, that's
nigga, fuck the Yeezys. This what the building, this nigga, what the building the suit be thousands of dollars.
This what the building for going?
The pastor's wearing the old Yeezys, the Nike Yeezys. They're like $4,500 now.
Nigga, fuck shit. The Yeezys. The Yeezys is only a couple hundred.
Talk about the Red Octobers?
The Red Octobers.
Ask a pastor how much is his suit, especially if they tailored. Nigga.
Yeah, the
suits be costing more than nigga all the deacons.
The Yeezys is like collector's items though. You're not getting them for cheap. Them for sure. The resale on them is about $4,500 sound about right.
Yeah.
And then another part of me was like, and maybe you know, because this country has me like extremely jaded. I ain't never heard of a nigga just doing some shit for free. Like there is when it comes to this country. There is no such thing as free.
See, that I don't know about. I don't know if it's a tax write-off or not.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
And then also for tax purposes, because you remember, I was reading, you remember when the big ass meme when Oprah was doing the you got a car.
The people had to pay taxes on them cars.
The people had to pay big ass taxes on them.
A lot of the people wasn't.
And so I wonder if the students will have to do, I mean, it probably will be much less than what they're.
If he wiped out a whole student, I mean, they shouldn't. But listen, when they come for it, they coming. And when they come, their name's gonna be at the top of your motherfucking paycheck. Trust me, I know from experience. Before FICA get their shit, before Medicaid get their shit, before Social Security get their shit, U.S. Department of Education want they cut. Their name is gonna be at the top of your deductions. They're not playing. And that shit took me like 2 years. I'm like, damn, nigga, I just started working.
Yeah.
So I'm here for that. I'm here for somebody. That's a whole blessing. Like I can't speak for nobody else. That's a whole blessing. And I don't think
even if you are getting something out of it, like you bless somebody.
Hey man, I'm here for that. I don't give a fuck. Like it's just certain things when it happens. Like I know last year around this time we was talking about Trump pardon so and so. I don't give a fuck who the blessing come from.
Yeah,
that's a blessing, and I don't know what their graduating class size was like, but shit, that's $40 million. A lot of that student debt crippled people.
Man, that's starting me off in my life. Like man, I don't have no debt.
Fam, that's a blessing you keep to yourself.
Nah, man, you talk.
Don't come
about
around
that.
Me, man. Look, if I got student loan debt like that, don't fucking come around me talking about what a nigga did for you, bro. I don't want to hear that shit. And I know it sounds fucked up, but that's reality. Like. Nigga, student loan debt is number two in this country. Number one is mortgage.
$101 billion. $101 billion.
And you finna fucking come around here and tell me?
So this type of shit turn you into a hater?
Oh, Nick, complete hater, bro.
I understand,
nigga,
though.
Complete hater. And it's not even though, and you know, and it's cool. And I'm sorry, I'm speaking for the majority of the niggas, college niggas, right now.
How you gonna get mad at me because somebody else?
It's
helped
not.
Me
it's
out
not.
Though.
A, it's. I'm not mad at you, nigga. I'm hating because it wasn't me, nigga. But if you was to come around,
and don't talk
nigga,
to me about it.
If you was to come around me and be like, yeah, I'm finna do this and this and this because I don't have no student loans. Oh, nigga, we might shut up.
Dante, how much your class is going to be next semester?
Nigga.
Oh, my shit free, brother. I'm out of here.
Slap a nigga, man. Nigga, I'll be hot, bro. Hey, I'll be a for real hater. And I wouldn't hide it.
Listen, a lot of people go broke trying to pay for college. Because in America, we've been sold this dream that if you go to college, it's going to lead to a good career. You're going to be able to take care of your family for the rest of your life. It's a dream.
It's business.
Of course, and I'm against college on a few different levels, but I understand people that go, you know, they go all in for it. But like you'll leave college with six figures in debt, and it'll cripple you. It's just like any other yeah. loan. That shit show right up on your credit report. Like any other loan you defaulted on, that shit ain't cool. That's why most people make that. It's I think like the minimum is like $50. So you making these $50 payments, but that shit gonna take forever. Like it's interest, like any other loan is interest on it. Yeah. So you gonna be paying that $50 for the rest of your fucking life. It's doctors, them same nigga. You like, damn, he a doctor. He driving the Benz, and they got them student loan debts too. Nigga probably owe $200,000-$300,000 in student loans.
Nigga, I'm hurting. If I left, you around me, do you know what I can do now? I don't have no student loan.
You know who mad? The sister's right across the street. Spilling right across the street. Oh, you niggas ain't getting none of this pussy. you niggas not getting none of this pussy. Oh, that's out.
So I mean, you've been to college.
Yeah.
And you say you against it?
College, yeah. It depends on what field you're going into.
I asked this question before, like on the internet, you know, is a degree worth all the debt?
It depends on what degree you're going for.
And that's another thing. Like that is we know what we're getting out. It's big business.
Yeah.
Right? Is it up to us? And I'm not going to sit up here, and I don't want to make it seem like there haven't been a lot of fortunate people who have student loans that look at it as a failure. I don't want people to take this as student loans are a sign of a failure, right?
Right.
There are plenty that succeeding that have student loans.
Right.
But is it up to us to choose better majors?
Yeah.
Because we're paying so much for some shit that when we get out of college, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, a lot of people, I think a lot of people are doing it for vanity reasons, or you're doing it because your parents is footing the bill. All of them majors not going to pay you out money, like or even some of that shit. Like I have a cousin, she went to school, she just graduated last year. And then she was like, yeah, but I just got offered a job that's paying me three times what I'm making now, and it has nothing to do with my college degree. So, like, you went to school for all this time for what? I have another cousin that went to school 4 years, came home with a degree, and can't get a job. I know another homegirl, she went to school 4 years, came home, was working at Walmart. Like, nigga, you could have did that out of high school. You probably be a manager by now. Like, you went to college to get a yeah. degree to work at fucking Walmart? That's beyond me. Like, hey, even... Even if you go do 2 years at a community college and become a substitute teacher, you can be a substitute teacher for the rest of your life. You don't got to be a teacher.
Hey, she gonna hear this tomorrow, but I want to give a special fuck you to wifey.
God damn. Well,
cause she hit me. She just hit me right. She at the joint getting the chairs and shit right, and she just hit me and said, "Well, you know the chair Vinci got." The weight capacity is only 225. You sure?
Pow, pow, pow. Make sure they got metal legs, not plastic.
Got me fucked up.
Metal legs, not plastic.
Hey, that's cold-blooded. Hey, keep cooking.
Yeah, so I think college as a experience is worth some of that money, though. Like, for me as an individual, going away to school taught me a lot. It taught me a lot that I probably wouldn't have learned if I had sat at home and went to school. Like, I went to school in Oregon for a year. and just learning how to not depend on somebody. It's days where it's like, nigga, you don't know how you're gonna eat. It's days where you got to figure out, all right, you get your FAFSA money in, and this check has to last you for 4 months. Or when I was there, we did trimester, so it had to last for 3 months.
Yeah,
like nigga, having a stretch of like having to budget my money, like that I carry that with me to this day. Like learning that lesson, like how to budget money. Or it's days like what nigga, everybody going out to eat, but you got to take your ass home and eat noodles because that's what's in your budget. Like learning. Responsibility, learning self-restraint. I learned all of that by leaving. Like, I don't think I would have learned that if I just went home, if I'd have been home going to school. Like, I'm with it as far as that. Like, you can gain experiences. You can go meet people. But again, I got another homegirl. She went to school and she at home doing some regular. Like, a lot of people I know that went to school, came home and did shit they could have did without going to college. Or,
yeah.
And, like, I met a... when I was still doing Uber, I picked up some guys and they were pilots. And one guy was like, yeah. The other guy, he came in as an officer because he went to college first and got his degree, did ROTC, came into the Air Force as an officer. Like yeah. Me, I came straight out of high school. Like now I rank higher than he do. We're the same age. But I rank higher than he does, and I make more money than he does. He's like, because I came in and got experience. I think these days experience is going to, like, trumps a college degree. This is what niggas doing.
I wasn't trying to do that.
What the fuck are
this
you?
This is what
I was getting my intro shit together. My
was
fault.
Was that Paw Patrol?
Bro, I don't know what just happened right there. Leave it alone. Don't worry about it. Hey, act like y'all never heard that.
I appreciate you. I knew you was going to fuck up. I knew you was going to take the heat off me. I said it. I said, Vince, he gonna get it back. I said it on the mic. I appreciate you, brother.
But damn, yeah, man.
Yeah, I don't. As far as going to school and get it, it depends on what degree. If you major in like finance or some shit like that, I'm with it because you can make that money back.
Yeah.
Everybody going to school majoring in psychology. Yeah, y'all stay your asses home. Go to community college. Just stay there.
From the people that I've talked to that go to college, they kind of skip. They skip past the conversation about the student loans and is it worth it, and saying, well, the networking is priceless.
Yeah, I'm here for that.
And so my thing is, well, shit, if that's the case, then maybe the colleges need to start letting motherfuckers go in and just network. Can I network without taking a class?
Nah, I mean, if you meet people and you find out where they're hanging out at, that's probably the only way I can think you can do that. Like, you know, in social settings, but as far as...
Can you just walk on a college campus without proper IDs and shit?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you never you can. Mm. It's open campus. Ain't no security guard stopping you.
Yeah. I just, you know, and then a lot of people be, you know, trying to go to these more, like, prestigious schools and shit. I think a lot of us sleep on community college.
Absolutely.
And a lot of niggas just need to go to a school and learn a trade.
Trade school for sure. So I don't need to go to trade school.
But yeah, man, shout out to my mans. For those who got it. Salute to y'all.
Blessings on your journey.
For those who didn't and you run across one who did, I'm not shaming you for whooping one out. That's all I got, man.
That's it for the week.
Y'all hearing this tonight? It's going down. It's gonna get real wild,
man. Listen,
it's gonna get real wild.
We all sober right now. As y'all listen to our voices,
I will still be sober.
Listen to this podcast. We're sober. Just imagine this shit when we got alcohol in our system.
It's going down.
I will still be sober, y'all.
Vince will still be sober.
This is just me.
Yeah, this nigga get your this nigga gonna be drinking a melted. what's the melted?
I'll do this.
What's them things called? Damn, they're like ice pops.
With an ice tickle?
Yeah, but they melt it so you drink the juice.
Hey, I did. So you know, I went to the shop, got my little line up and shit today.
Why you ain't getting twisted? You
know, I am. I'm getting that done tonight.
Oh, please.
Okay. I'm getting that done tonight. I got you. So, it was a conversation I want to ask y'all about real quick. It was a conversation, right? It was a conversation. And let's say you married, right? Okay. For 10 plus years.
I'm not going to say I'm married, but
okay.
Are we getting there?
With a woman for 10 plus years.
Okay.
She meets another dude. She get tired of you. She meets another dude. And the dude basically tell her, like, look, you got to get a divorce from that nigga and all that. How are you handling this? Like, the nigga just basically just controls your shit. He done made your wife move out your house.
That's your, hey, that's your girl.
Shout out to him. That's your woman.
That's your world.
I'm
you're not fighting for your... No, you're not fighting
fuck
for
no. I'm at the point now where you can't control... Because me trying to fight for my woman is going to have me ending up in jail somewhere. Or me going crazy. I'm at the age...
You're not
going to
take your fault? Like, maybe it's
I'm
my
at
fault.
I'm at that age where you cannot control what other people do. You can't do it. You deal with the consequences. All you can hope for is when that time comes... You know deep down inside, you did your best. But if a nigga is good enough to snatch up my bitch, bitch.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie and say, I've done it. I've done it.
I mean, because women say, like, I want a man that's gonna fight for me. You're not fighting for it?
Man, look.
I've done it.
Shout out to wifey, but I'm hoping she cheated on me. I'm over it. No, I'm just kidding. I'm playing.
She ain't laughing, though. Hey. My mama, she is not laughing right now. She ain't. She's not. She ain't cracked not one smile.
I had to say something crazy, man.
She ain't cracked not one smile.
Oh, nah, hell nah.
Yeah, you definitely need to sleep one eye open tonight.
I'm out of here, man. I'm out of here, man.
Well,
this is that shit.
We ready. We ready. We ready. We ready.
Podcast tomorrow. Well, tomorrow. By the time y'all hear this, tonight. Yeah, podcast man. Tonight, man, 7 o'clock. Wow, everybody make sure y'all there, man.
We knocking about 1,000 all of y'all. That's the only part I remember.
Man, something wrong with you.
All right, y'all. This your guy, Spitz, man. You can find me on Twitter at Just Call Me Spitz. Fellas, where can they find y'all at?
Young Al Bundy, YUNG_Al_Bundy. I'm on Twitter and on Instagram. Holla.
Man, find me on Twitter, SkinnyJesus7.
Jesus Christ. Follow the podcast pages on Twitter at @viewsfromthe7, on Instagram at @views_7, and on Facebook at @views_7. We'll see y'all next week, man. Shout out to everybody that's coming tonight. We'll see y'all. Peace.
Peace.
We ready. We knocking about us all of y'all.